Yeah, where am I right now?
This is Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer.
MCO.
Have you flown an MCO? If you have, everyone heard that, went,
Welcome to City Beautiful. If you're here, or no, what does he say? He's like, I turned it out. If you live here, welcome home. If you're visiting, make sure to check out one of our, like, amusement parks, like this and that.
This is how you know Zach's been to the airport way too many times.
Yeah, he should change up the dialogue, you know?
You are tuning in to the Cigar Guys podcast, where aficionados and newcomers alike gather to explore the vast cigar universe. Meet your host, Alexander Gonzalez, Mark Nikolai, his big little brother, Zachary Nikolai, and Jared Burrows. So sit back, light up, and let's get the conversation started.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of the Cigar Guys podcast. We are here once again, episode 63. Jared Burrows, give a wave to the camera. Zach Nikolai, thank you for being here.
What do I do to the camera?
Point. And me, Alexander Gonzalez. Mark is on his way, but we started early to teach him a lesson about punctuality.
Technically, we started late.
We still started late. We actually gave him an opportunity to show up semi-late, but now he's really late. So we're going to teach him a lesson on punctuality.
Punctual. Being punctual is very important, especially in a certain field, a field that we will be discussing today. Networking.
Podcasting.
Is networking a field?
It could be.
Really?
There you go. Sorry, I was talking without the mic, so. Can you please start over, actually?
No.
Yeah. We got, you know, there's three people present, but two are out, you know.
Isn't that crazy how that works? I'm just like, all right, we're good. So anyway, we're talking today about networking, business, but specifically with cigars. So the topic of today is how cigars can help you further your success, improve your network, and some stuff along those lines, topics along those lines. We'll be sharing some stories, some statistics, some data, you know, and we're just going to get into it.
And that's it. So, yeah, it improves your success. I mean, that's all you need to know. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. No, but, yeah, I think cigars are big. I mean, they were big at one point. They went down. But, I mean, now I think they're even coming back even stronger, like a big aspect to networking yourself. You know, I mean, we all grew up, or I guess maybe we grew up, you know, I don't know, but we've always heard like the saying, you know, hey, you know, yeah, deals are made in the office, but, you know, $1 billion deals are made on a golf course. You know what I mean?
Or so, in the men's restroom.
Yeah, men's restroom, wherever, you know.
Not the women's restroom, though.
No, but like,
we're going to get back to that one a little bit.
Piggybacking off that, right? Like, these huge deals are always made on golf courses. You know, even in the McDonald's movie that's on Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, they're on a golf
course. The founder?
Yeah, the founder. Yeah, they were arguing on the golf course.
It's a little loud, isn't it?
For you, it is, yeah. That's you.
But why is it so loud? Did you?
Well, I changed it now.
Oh, okay, thank you. Sorry, Zach. Sorry, there's a little Mr. Producer problems.
Like, can I finish my like segue into where I was?
Absolutely, please. This should never happen.
So, what goes great with golf courses? Cigars.
Oh,
but now a lot of people, you know, I mean, like golf is super popular, but a lot of people don't, you know, play golf that well. So it's like, I mean,
us,
but. Cigars are another gateway where, like, these deals or these ideas, you know, people make come up from. And, you know, it's where you can meet people, you know, with a guy's a beginner engineer and another guy's a CEO of an engineering firm, and they both come together in the cigar lounge.
Yeah.
And they pick each other's brains because, hey, you know what? At the end of the day, whatever their title is, they're both cigar smokers.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? I don't know how many times we've said this. It's been a lot of times, but cigars really are one of the best icebreakers. I mean, it's the ultimate, like, playing field, basically, or it levels the playing field, if that makes sense. You know, kind of like you said, entry-level guy, CEO, is almost like an instant bond that happens when you're smoking cigars with a group of people or one other person or whatever. And we've seen it happen in our own lives. We've seen it happen with other people. I mean, the fact that we even have our own cigar brand kind of helps too, because it's a little more unique than, you know, when you give someone a cigar, if it's yours, that's another level of uniqueness to it. But I mean, regardless, sharing a cigar with someone, especially if you give a cigar to someone that you either want to do business with or, you know, want to get to know better, that's kind of like a great way. It's almost like buying a drink for someone.
Yeah.
I would say it's a little more personal though, because buying a drink, everyone does that.
I mean, to add on to your substantial point previously stated, that's how we all met, actually. Through a cigar, actually.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Technically, I mean, I knew Zach, but we officially became friends through cigars.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Mark then joined later on because of cigars and whiskey, you know.
Yeah. How'd you meet Mark?
I met Mark smoking a cigar as I exited the womb.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
And he was smoking a cigar in the living room?
No, he wasn't smoking a cigar. I'm the one that actually came into the world with a cigar, you know.
Okay.
You know, at least I hope it was a cigar.
Whoa. Moving on. And then I met Mark while smoking cigars, and then I met Zach. And that's how we met Alex, I think.
Yeah, Mark came up to us one day. He's like, oh, have you seen that guy Jared at, you know, Corona? I'm like, I don't know who you're talking about. And then he's like, Jared, like, he comes in all the time, you know, always drinks Macallan. I'm like, oh, the weird guy? And I'm like, yeah, I met him. He's kind of weird, though. And then, you know, look at us now.
I just remember, like, me and him used to sit with each other sometimes, and he'd be like, hey, did you know my brother's an engineer, too? And then that's how I met Alex.
Mm. Wait, hold on. I'm a podcasting engineer. Remember that? I realized that I too am an engineer. I'm a podcast engineer, and I didn't even make that title up. Someone else did.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, man, Mark is late. Mark is really, really late now.
He said he's on his way.
Yeah, and I'm going to Mars tomorrow.
Oh, with Elon.
Yeah.
With my boy E?
Well, what happened was I gave him the base of cigar, and he was like, oh, I don't really smoke, but this is cool. Do you want to come on my rocket ship? And I said,
hey, yo.
And turns out he actually meant a real rocket ship, thank God. So we're going to Mars tomorrow. But speaking of Elon Musk, did you see that? Did you watch any of that interview he did with Don Lemon?
No, I didn't. Be honest with you.
Did you, Jared?
I lost a few IQ points listening to that.
It was pretty bad.
I mean, regardless of what side you're on, I can't believe they try to like keep pinning Elon a certain way. I honestly don't know how he gets so much shit done, like through SpaceX, X, Tesla.
Because he's on drugs.
And they throw like politics on him for no reason. Yeah. It's very strange.
And he knows what he's talking about though, with, you know, politics and stuff. And if he doesn't, he says, I don't know. The people of X will tell you.
Elon kind of reminds me of Trump a little bit. Like, this guy probably never sleeps. You know, he's always on Twitter.
Except he actually thinks before he speaks.
Yeah, that is true.
I think the difference with Elon Musk is that, like, he never really takes a side. He just like, hey, I just turned off the censorship of X. Let people post. Let's see what happens. And regardless, just like, let anyone speak.
Yeah.
Just to see what happens.
But to some people, that is taking a side.
It is weird.
Well, yeah, it shouldn't be that way, though.
Yeah, it shouldn't. I mean, you know.
That's just where we are at this point.
Like, flying an American flag, you know, it's like, you're going to automatically assume that they're Republican.
Exactly, yeah.
But even more basic stuff, like, you know, like EV jokes, I mean, it happens all the time. If you buy a Tesla, people think a certain way.
Yeah.
If you're, like, pro SpaceX versus just old school NASA.
Like, you lived in California.
Which I think is funny. I think they did a study on who buys the most Teslas, and it's mostly like Republicans.
Follow the money.
Well, you could argue, right, that Republicans tend to try to get more tax breaks, and they would get tax breaks with an EV.
Mm. So are you saying that Elon Musk is like the head of the Republicans then?
Oh, breaking news. You heard it here first.
I pledge allegiance to Elon Musk.
And the rockets. But yeah.
This episode is going to be censored from X.
What? Elon, I was just joking. Okay. He said he only takes down things on the platform that are illegal. So as long as what we're doing is not illegal.
I love how the fact how patient he is in these interviews. And then with Don Lemon, he says he's like, you asked me to come on here. It's like this awkward,
he spent over
an
hour with him.
Yeah, it's like.
And then towards the end, he's like, all right, you only got 5 minutes. Treat your questions carefully.
Elon Musk said that?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, he has to go back to work.
He was clearly getting irritated, towards the end of the interview.
I can imagine. I mean, Elon Musk's time management skills must be on point. And yeah. I'm sure he's not the one managing his time.
He's definitely got people that make sure he's, going to the next place.
I mean, and I'm sure he does a lot of stuff, virtually, meetings and everything.
Yeah.
You know, if he even attends, I'm sure.
Don Lemon came to, I think it was the Tesla headquarters or warehouse or something like that. So, yeah. I mean, he came to him.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Like you said, I really don't know how he does it. With all the companies, employees, and then I think he has 7 or 9 children now.
Are you going to use that or are you going to close it?
What do you mean?
I'm just asking, are you going to use it?
I thought you were going to make me a drink.
Oh, I have to make you a drink?
That would be nice.
Let me grow with 2 more hands. Maybe Mark can make it for you.
I don't know. Punishment. Anyways,
you
guys, make sure.
You and then make it with that hand.
Make sure to check out Bark and Barware. We've been using their glass smoker to smoke our whiskeys, our old fashions. It's fantastic. Comes with 6 different woods, some granite, ice. They're not even ice, but some granite, chill blocks.
Whiskey stones.
Whiskey stones, thank you. Mark just showed up, so Mark, come on in. Hopefully he brought us some treats for being late.
And no hat today. I'm not sure.
Damn, no hat? What is going on with him? My shirt, no hat. Crazy story.
Okay, do share.
I can't on the podcast. I might get in trouble.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah, don't share that story.
What is this?
Was it
bought?
What do you mean?
Was it bought?
No.
Did you buy the shares?
No.
1.5 at 2.3?
No. Still in the process of looking.
Looking?
For shares? I thought we were settled on the shares.
He meant negotiations. He's off today. It's okay. I know what you meant to say, Mark.
So I'm smoking a JFK. What are you guys smoking?
I am smoking
JFR.
Wow. You actually meant that?
I'm smoking every day is cigar day. I'm smoking the Habano.
Very cool.
Nice. Yeah. Jared?
Just a Monte Cristo FSG. Florida Sun grown together, I guess.
Wow.
Jared can't get enough of that Florida sun.
I actually gave him that cigar.
Yeah, I'll say.
They forced it upon him.
Oh, the one day I brought a cigar, Jared didn't.
Oh, Monte Cristo FSG.
I did say that. I was like, damn.
That's not totally fair because last time I gave you one of my cigars.
That is true.
And I had the bag right here to prove it.
He would have had a cigar today if you had brought your own.
So this is what we call in software engineering an off by one error, because I'm off by one. I would have had a cigar with me.
It's okay. Mark's off by 27.
That is not true. I brought a cigar today.
26.
Did Zach bring that cigar?
I did.
He's trying to make you a...
this is a conversation Zach and I have once a year about the simulation being broken. I think the simulation is now tilted on his axis once again.
Why?
You both brought cigars. That's out of the ordinary. So when the simulation is broken, things that are out of the ordinary that don't normally happen start happening. He knows what I'm talking about.
The only reason I actually have this is because the person I was supposed to meet up with was late. So I just went there and I bought one real fast.
Again, someone else was late meeting you. You weren't the one being late. That's odd. You have a cigar. Letter.
Thank you.
Can I see it?
He had it last time.
It came with a...
Did he?
Yeah, remember.
Bark and Barware.
I don't remember.
It's been 3 weeks or 2 weeks.
Not only were you here for that episode, you didn't even watch it.
Pretty sure there was one where Zach wasn't here.
Anyway, back to what we were talking about.
Real quick.
Mark being a communist.
Pause. Pause. I am anything but a communist.
A socialist?
No.
Anything but. They're completely different from what I've been told.
So today I'm smoking a closed-footed cigar, and the way you're supposed to smoke these...
Oh my God.
As you put it in your mouth and you light up the bottom and you take a taste of that binder.
Binder?
So, of that wrapper.
Thank you.
So, let's go ahead and do it for you guys.
For the audio listeners, he is carefully light. Way too much. He is lighting the shaggy foot of his cigar.
You left a spot up.
In order to taste strictly the wrapper of the cigar, but it doesn't matter because he burns straight through the wrapper and is lighting up the filler and binder as well.
Did we wait 20 extra minutes for that?
You know, it's funny. Brand new insight.
Well, guys, I don't know anybody that does that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for tuning in.
Supposedly, that's so. This whole industry is like smoke mirrors. Everything is marketing. Everything is.
Good pun.
Yeah. But I'm convinced that most innovations in the cigar industry were an accident, and then they just hyped it up and made it like something that it really wasn't meant to be.
I feel like that's with everything, though.
Like fruitcake?
Yeah, but the cigar industry is like...
Smoking mirrors?
I feel like the main purpose of the closed-footed cigar was probably just to protect the foot.
I think it's just convenience, because you're eliminating one step.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
No, because when they roll it, they still have to cut it. So they would just cut it without the wrapper first.
No, but they do that anyway.
Yeah, but they still got to cut it anyways.
But they...
No, you ever seen Omega? They roll it. They put in the thing.
Yeah.
They take it out.
But sometimes they
put the wrapper on. Okay. And then they cut it.
Right.
So they're not taking out... It's not taking out a step. I think what makes the most sense is that it was to protect the foot of the cigar.
I think it was to not protect it, actually.
I think it was so you could taste the wrapper by itself.
I don't know. But you know what I do know? I have some guys that could probably find out through the power of networking.
Anyway, back to the thing we were talking about 20 minutes ago. I had a story that I was going to share. And... I totally blanked because we started talking about Elon Musk, and then Mark showed up and shared wonderful cigar insight about how you can taste exclusively the wrapper leaf of the cigar, which he totally botched.
Do you really have a story to share, but you can't share it? Or are you just saying that?
Can we move on from the story that he can't share on the camera or on the microphone?
I just want to know if it existed or not.
It does.
It exists about as much as that dent on your rim.
Oof.
Oh, man. You know, I know a guy through networking that could fix that dent.
There we go. Doesn't even exist. Like that story.
But when it comes to cigars, I've actually gained a couple marketing clients from cigars, being in the cigar lounge and that icebreaker. It's like, oh, you know, what do? I do marketing. And the guy's like, oh, I have XYZ company. Can you help me? And I said, absolutely. We can help anyone. But that's kind of like the way that you get in with some of these people. And a lot of people that smoke cigars, if you look at, you know, the demographics, a lot of business people or, you know, corporate people that generally make money, you gotta make decent amount of money to smoke cigars. Let's be honest. Cigars are not cheap.
I mean, unless you have factory smokes.
Yeah, that's debatable. Everyday cigar day has cheap stuff.
That's true.
And
they're becoming more accessible for sure. But even, you know, if you look at like history, of course, it used to be strictly for the most part a elitist thing, people with money, and then slowly but surely it became more affordable.
And then it became less affordable because of this economy.
Exactly. A guy that doesn't even smoke cigars but smokes crack. Mm-hmm. Increased cigar inflation on us. How selfish is that? Honestly.
For real.
Like affecting an industry you have nothing to do with.
I'd say it's pretty selfish. Yeah.
No cracks. I like it.
Yeah, Mark's been demoted to the small glass because of his mishap from last week.
Is it because it's thicker and won't crack as easy?
Partially, yeah. But I was debating. I was like, which glass do I want to risk?
I actually like this glass better. It's fancier.
All right, man.
I feel like more...
fancy.
Fancy. Good word.
That is true.
And I got this gold lighter.
I read a thesaurus on my downtime.
I want to put this on a necklace.
That'd be pretty sick, actually.
Yeah.
You know how like the jewelers have like the magnifying glass as a necklace?
There you go, Jared. Loosen up a little bit.
Can you smoke it for me?
I'm sure someone else can.
I got you.
No, I want Alex to do it.
It's too bad. We can't get everything one in life. We're going to do a live demonstration real quick.
Let's do a maple one.
You want maple?
Try a flavor that no one else has tried.
I want mine smoked too.
Smoke your own.
I can smoke mine. I want to smoke mine.
All right. You want maple?
Yeah. I don't think...
maple one was pretty good.
We don't got maple. No, I'm joking.
Zach just can't read. All right. Before we get back into the conversation,
I'm just looking.
A demonstration of how to use the Bark and Barware smoking kit.
I feel like I came in and just totally...
ruin the vibe?
Switch conversation.
For sure. It's okay. We'll get to the conversation eventually.
So it's actually, you know, these smoking kits, they work better
when you're networking.
No, they work better with if you have an ice cube in it.
Is that true?
Yeah, really? Because hot air rises and cold air falls. So when you light it, it actually pulls the smoke down.
Ah, that's kind of cool.
Hmm. It does a pretty good job of pulling the smoke down, in my experience of doing it 3 times.
No, it does. I mean, next time you see it,
is it going to get more smoky?
What?
With ice in it?
Yeah.
Mm. All right, so you fill that part in the center with some wood chips, and then you light the inside, and then you might be able to see it if you look closely, zoom in. Audio listeners, sorry, but... go check out our TikTok. We're posting a TikTok video on it. Or you can look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, it's not that much.
And then you want to put a top on it to prevent the smoke from getting out.
So to be clear, the wood chips don't go in the whiskey.
No, Jared. The wood chips do not go in the whiskey. There you go. Put the top on. That helps keep some of the smoke in there.
Now you let it sit for 45 minutes.
I think it's 4 to 5 minutes. No, it's actually my bad. It's like 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Did you see that? There was like this one TikTok or whatever. He tells people how to cook, and he's like, put your vegetables in the oven at like 375 for 45 minutes. Whoa. Instead of 25 minutes. So a guy did it, and then it's like literally just dust.
They smell burning, but we just got to keep going. And once you're ready, or if you want to smoke it again, that's basically how you use it. Then you take it off.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I guess you got to do it a second time to get optimal smoking. It's like, you know, sometimes you got to relight your cigar.
It's spinning around there, get more of the smoke.
Mm.
Incorporate it, yeah. Shake it.
That's a nice cloud in there.
Then you bring it to your guests. There you go. Then you pop it off and get a little volcano.
Whoa.
You know how we got in contact with these people? Digital networking.
The internet.
Correct. Networking on the internet. Building your network via followers and engagement on the web,
which
increasing your brand awareness.
Super important nowadays.
It's becoming more and more important, but it's also becoming more and more competitive.
For sure.
Very, very competitive.
What do you want? What flavor do you want?
Apple, cherry, pear, hickory, oak,
pear,
maple,
wood.
Our first pear. Shout out to all my pears. But yeah, I think that's actually a good little pocket of conversation. The importance of not only networking in person with cigars or without cigars, obviously with cigars, but the aspect of it being online.
Yeah,
in any industry.
I think you're right, though. It is getting a little congested.
For sure.
Convoluted.
It just makes me wonder, how did people network before the internet?
Well, Jared, before computers, they had this thing called the outdoors. You have to actually leave your house in order to go talk to people.
That's how I got to the studio.
Okay, so you are aware. Not an expert, but aware.
I found a way here.
That's true. But yeah, I mean, a lot of things are moving towards digital. AI has become very, very important, I would say. It's become more and more important, so people are utilizing it more and more, which in turn means that they are utilizing some form of social media, internet, for their business, marketing. It's a great tool to market yourself. So similar to if you're networking in person, you can build your personal brand on social media. And in turn, when you become famous, it's a lot easier to gain new business. You see people like Andrew Tate, for example, most famous man in the world now. Who doesn't want to do business with a guy? Okay, I take that back. A lot of people want to do business with him, but you know, he's very controversial, so there's another whole side to that where people don't want to do business with him. But someone like that, that's high level, why would you not? He's making a lot of money. Why would you not want to make money with him?
Yeah, and I mean, one thing that like the internet's been good on versus, you know, just like, I don't know, going outside. you have access to a lot more people. And a lot of people don't want to reach out, mm-hmm. even though like they can. They just don't know that they can. But you could reach out to like high ups in companies, and odds are, you know, someone from their team will respond to you.
True.
Whether it's for a deal, you know, if you have a small, let's just say you developed a small app or something that you could, you know, you think could work good with their systems. So you could be like, you could message them directly, you know. You just got to market yourself correctly, right. And message them directly. And then, you know what? Then you know, you're good.
Well, that's why it's important too. If you can increase your personal brand, then it helps you be able to accomplish stuff like that. Because if you have a guy that messages you, let's say you're a CEO of a big company, and a guy that's got 10 followers messages you, you're probably not even going to see that. You see what just happened? Zach's cigar exploded. It's got dynamite in it. But
I like tapped it, and the wrapper just. It's probably my fault. It's been out for a little bit.
If a guy messages you though, and he's got 500,000 followers, and a blue check mark, that might be more appealing than the guy that made his account yesterday.
But what's crazy is like, I don't know if it was just how we were raised, I guess, or. You know, it's like a generational thing. A lot of people have issues marketing themselves. You know, they don't want to put everything that they're good at online, like on LinkedIn, let's just say, or if they have their own website that talks about themselves, they like almost feel bad like putting everything they know because they don't want to come off as like, you know, I'm smarter than you,
yeah.
Right? You know, but it has nothing to do with that. You know, a company here is looking for, you know, let's just say the best person to do the job. And then now you have a group of people that don't want to tell them how good they would be at doing that job. So like, I think like part of networking and, you know, marketing, like it's just learn how to market yourself. You know,
yeah. I think what stops a lot of people too is like them like feeling like they're looking desperate. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess it makes sense. Me, yeah. Personally, when I go in an interview, I can do everything. What do you need? I can do it. I'm an expert. 10,000 hours. Done.
But then some people hate that.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're obviously lying, then yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get what you're saying. Don't be afraid to like promote yourself.
Yeah. It is like what Mark said too, you know, it's like you want to seem desperate, you know. And one, I saw this lady talked about like interviews, and she's like, once someone told me this about, you know, being interviewed by people, she's like, I've never gotten an interview and not been offered a job after. And you have to walk into that interview as if they need you.
Right.
You don't need them. Right. So right. Like, you know, you ask them questions like, what would you do for me? You know, why would you pick me to go to this job? You know, why would you, you know, I mean, this is just off the top of my head, but like, if you walk into an interview like that, then it's like you're confident. You know, they see that you're confident. They see that, you know, everything on the resume you put is true, because you're like, ask me questions about my resume. What are you curious about me? You know, don't just sit there and let them ask all the questions about yourself. You know, they ask one question, you know, what do you know about Linux? Right. It's like, oh, what do I know about Linux? Well, my downtime, you know, I literally spend my time on the computer, you know, and I just write code, or, you know, I look at the infrastructure. I try to keep it secure with cybersecurity. I try to do this. And like, you go down a rabbit hole of you just talking about the stuff you did, and they appreciate that more, you know. Like, I think the last interview I did, you know, the people interviewing me, it was two people, and like, they barely spoke. And I brought in, you know, parts for a rocket. I brought in like everything I knew, basically, at that point.
Yeah.
You know, and I brought in like props. I'm like, yeah, this is what I did. This is how I did it. You know, this is my time management skills. I had everything laid out, you know, and it was like stuff I had already, just printed out, whatever. But
well, that's good too, because they don't have to do all like the digging. So it makes it easier on them, and they see you as someone that's more knowledgeable and, you know, more equipped for the position, because you're in there and you're like, hey, this is what I can do. This is what I can do for your company, all that.
That and the fact not everyone has a homemade built rocket at their house.
I guess that did help, yeah.
That was a perk.
Zach walked in, they were like, what the hell is this?
He brought a weapon to interview.
Everyone duck! It was just parts of the rocket, from what I understand. I don't think he brought the entire...
No, 9 feet rocket. Tall. Oh. So, Mark, this is how you actually taste a wrapper right here.
Actually,
No, Mark,
you want to see something?
No way.
Is that a Perdomo?
No.
Look at that. So, last episode, we discovered a mark on the cigar.
Yeah.
And what we found is that companies that do a draw test on the cigars will mark it, so they know if it passed or not. So we learned something new.
I'm very curious what they use to mark it, because last time it looked like a Sharpie.
Yeah, this looks straight up like a Sharpie.
This looks almost like chalk.
That's what I was going to say. I'm just curious, like,
I bet it's some
kind of... What they use, you know, is it like, you know, like, for instance, when you use the glue, it's all natural. It's basically gelatin. It's safe to eat.
I bet you it is gelatin mixed with something.
Like dye or something?
Or it's probably just like a non-toxic marker, you know?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Okay. Well, no, because, I mean, even non-toxic markers, when, like, if they get on fire, it becomes toxic. So I bet you it's like gelatin mixed with some kind of natural food coloring.
Maybe. Maybe it's just the, you know how they dye cigars sometimes, like the wrapper? Maybe it's like that same stuff, and they just kind of make like a line.
Yeah, but the blue was weird.
It straight up looked like a Sharpie, I'm going to be honest with you.
It did. Yeah, it did.
It was blue?
It was blue,
like
yeah.
Like it's like a purplish blue. Well, you wouldn't know. You're colorblind.
I thought it was black.
Yeah, see?
You know what I mean, though. You write with a Sharpie. It's black, but it's got like a purple tint to it, a little purple hue, at least in my experience with my 2020 vision.
So every Perdomo cigar would have one.
Supposedly.
Yeah, it's like a purplish black.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least those companies that do it draw test every single cigar.
But you know what's funny is that the draw wasn't super great on that cigar.
Ooh. Interesting.
Yeah.
So what are the qualifications for passing? Are we lowering the standard for cigar draws?
So they put it in a tube, and it's like an air pressure thing to see how much you know, pressure it takes.
Right, right, exactly. But what if the standard's too low?
But that could also change with humidity.
That is true.
Right? So if the cigar is more humid, the tobacco's going to expand a little bit. It's going to be a tighter draw.
Hmm. Good point.
That's why Cubans, you got to, you know, leave them out for probably the day before, just so it dries up a little bit.
Yeah. True. Keep it at a low humidity. Lower humidity. It's a good point. Hmm.
So it's almost like a gimmick if you really think about it.
Draw testing?
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily, because, I mean, you could prevent a bad draw. Like,
you could, yeah, you're right about that.
Way too tight.
Yeah, you are right about that.
There's no saving it, you know? I'm sure, obviously, you have a range that you want to stay in. So that way, if it does get more humid or whatever, the tobacco expands, it's not going to be as bad. Yeah. Like, this passed the test, okay, if it fluctuates, it should still be tolerable.
You know, sometimes as tight draws is Tabernacles.
Really?
I don't think I've ever had a tight draw from them.
I've had on the Lanceros.
That might make sense.
Yeah, that's a hard cigar to roll.
Yeah. Not only are they a hard cigar to roll, but obviously a smaller ring gauge.
Yeah,
you're gonna have less airflow.
Did you finish it?
Of course.
Okay. So it wasn't so bad, but the flavor's probably pretty good.
You can't just toss a Tabernacle. You can't do it.
You gonna watch me do it?
No.
Please. This just in: Jared destroys cigars.
You can film me like smoking it and throwing it, and then someone catches it off camera.
There's starving cigar smokers in Europe. I say Europe because they're so expensive.
I was just saying because they can't afford it.
Yeah.
Talk about.
So are you encouraging me to do this?
Or? No, I'm encouraging you not to. There's starving cigar smokers in Europe.
It wasn't actually going to hit the floor.
I'm just saying.
So the person that catches it has a 50-50 shot of being burned. Well, maybe not 50-50. But like 25%.
Wait, would you even light it, or would you just buy it and throw it out?
That one, that's actually safer to do, so I don't burn the person who catches it.
Yeah, but then you just look dumb and elitist.
You don't have to publish it.
Jared's like, yeah, I have to blow all my, all of my, oh man, what's the thing that they give you? I have to blow all of my allowance before the weekend, so let me just buy this box and throw it out.
The thing they give you is allowance?
Doesn't Google give you an allowance?
I'm just saying, like, you know, you,
are you talking about the points?
People or someone. Someone gives you. No, I'm just saying, like, in general.
Your parents give you an allowance, Jared.
Like, a trust. If you had it set up, it would give you an allowance. You know, you're allowed to spend this amount every month.
That's pretty cool. I'll create the Jared Cigar Trust.
Jared says, I call that a paycheck. don't belittle me with these child terms.
If Jared ever did inherit, like, a crazy amount of cigars, he would need, like, a cigar allowance.
Yeah, he would just blow through
I'll
it.
I'll manage it.
Jared randomly gets...
I'll take a percentage.
Jared randomly gets the crate of Cubans that JFK brought over. He's like, oh, how much of those Cubans have you smoked? Oh, I'm done. You got that 2 days ago.
That's true.
I wonder how many Cubans they have. The White House.
The White House? I don't know. There's been a decent amount of presidents.
Yeah, they had them. I don't know, but not all of them probably smoked. Like, Trump doesn't smoke.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You don't know if Barron smokes.
Biden doesn't smoke tobacco.
Barron smokes.
Barron smokes cigars? Put that as a headline. Barron smokes cigars? !!
And they can't smoke it in public, right? Because it's like, oh, you're smoking a Cuban hypocrite, yeah. You know?
They can smoke in the Oval Office.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Of course, man.
I'd be in there.
Not doing shit, just smoking Cubans.
I mean, you got to think about it. Back in the day, they probably smoked, you know, in the White House. Everyone did.
Yeah, true. True.
Yeah, just like in court, in the office, in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this time it's the White House.
If I was president, I'd be like, all right, embargoes are gone from Cuba, only for cigars. That would tear the market up.
What about rum?
Yeah, I'll take that too.
Okay, cool.
That would tear the market up for cigars. If the U.S. suddenly allowed Cuban cigars?
It would definitely put New World cigars on pause for a bit.
I don't think so.
Not pause completely, but like...
It would slow down.
A lot of people would spend money on Cubans for a bit.
I think what it would mess up is like... Davidoff's.
Oh, so the expensive ones.
The expensive ones, yeah. It would screw up the expensive.
If you're gonna spend $40-$50, you might as well get a Cuban.
Exactly.
It's a good point.
So I actually think cheaper cigars would stay the same.
Okay, yeah. But market in general, more people are gonna buy Cubans.
Yeah, if you're flooding the market with a whole nother section, I mean,
not what the price points are at. I don't think it would.
I do in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
at least for 6 months or a year.
Even people that smoke $5 cigars religiously would put a little more money aside and
just I think they would buy one just to try it, and then they would go right back.
Still, everyone buys one.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
that's a little dip.
It would also increase the market, right? So it would get more expensive.
Actually, it could decrease the market.
More competitive.
Well, no, not even that. Just because, like, you know, a lot of New World cigars, you know, these certain lines that are made to mimic the Cuban cigars, they would just drop them. Mm-mm. Why would they make them? You know,
that's a good point.
Hmm.
Would the Habano wrapper become less popular?
No, because just like my main
not
point,
in the slightest.
Just like my main point is that the price point of Cubans are so high that I don't think it would affect the regular market. I think
we don't know if it'd be high when it came to the U.S.
It would definitely be high.
Why would it be as high?
Because it's high everywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't matter though. The U.S. is literally, you know, 58 miles away.
Yeah, but they're only high right now because of demand,
which I get.
I will and say shipping. That
they're high already, like in Europe, for example, because of how much it costs to ship them there.
I would say that if it all leveled out, the United States would be cheaper compared to most other countries. Spain's, like, besides Cuba, Spain's the cheapest. I think the U.S. would be cheap.
But even South American companies American countries are still pretty pricey.
So the thing is, I think that if they came to the United States, cigar shops would up the price. Especially initially, because listen, you can buy them now, but you're going to pay a premium. I mean, why not? People are going to buy them regardless. They might be competitive with like UK prices, at least for a little bit, and then they might come back down. I mean, with the Atabey Black Ritos, you could buy it for $50-$60 at some places. And then they all got together, all the lounges got together and said, you know what? Why don't we sell it for $100? No one else has it.
Why don't we just test it out? Mark becomes president, does it, and then
he has to figure out how to become mayor first.
Mark, 2028.
He won't be old enough then.
Yeah.
What age is he? 35?
35.
Yeah, it won't be.
2032.
Yeah, there we go. That's good. That's a good year. 32.
32, 20, 32,
27. My whole campaign is making Cuban cigars legal.
Cuban cigars, 37. Yeah.
People are going to be like, oh, we don't want to do business with Cuban. I'm like, look, we're not. Just cigars.
Only the Cuban cigars and rum.
Yeah. You know I'd have South American lock or South Florida lock.
Bro. Out in Miami. Waiting at the ports.
Welcome to for my Miami.
Cohibas.
I had a Cuban sandwich today.
Oh, yeah? There you go. There you go. That's it.
I'm in there.
Mark supports Cuba.
Mark is a man. Listen, let's put all our differences aside. You know, the embargo was enacted decades ago.
The
reasons are not valid anymore.
The Cuban place I go to, they have a picture of a bald eagle like ripping apart the hammer and the sigil.
There you go.
You know, actually, they're probably just as valid today as they are back then, only what? Because the U.S. has such a big hand in Ukraine.
What's valid today?
Like the embargo.
Oh.
Because the reason the whole embargo happened was because we had missiles in what? And I'm pretty sure it was Ukraine. We had missiles in Ukraine pointed at, you know, like Russia. And then their ally, Cuba, which is probably still their ally, you know.
That is true. They definitely are.
Yeah, allies. Exactly. Yeah. So it's like.
So Mark has to, I know this is controversial. He's got to shake Putin's hand, say, bygones be bygones. let's just come together, smoke Cuban cigars together. No big deal. We withdraw our missiles. You withdraw yours. Whatever happens to Ukraine happens to Ukraine.
Mark's like, I don't care about no missiles. You're buying them from us anyway. You know, just give me the cigars. That's it.
Like we said, the cigars are the ultimate icebreaker. Cigars bring people together. Surely, the United States can come to the table with Russia and say, listen, let's smoke some Cohibas. Let's get this all out of the way. And exactly. We can be one unified nation.
What's a Russian?
I'm not a pussy either. If he says no, you know I'm sending a couple of SEAL Team Sixes.
He's
joking. He's joking.
Yeah,
he's joking.
Do the American thing and send a lot of weapons and start a coup. Okay.
God. He still has something to learn.
Don't send our troops.
He's got yours though. He's
convince
got
them to become troops.
I'm gonna do a covert operation.
He's I'm gonna got be in the two front more elections.
I don't think I'm not gonna be there.
He's got two more elections to learn diplomacy.
Look, I'm going to be right in there.
What's a Russian special force? Is that Spetsnaz? KBG.
Shitsnaz. We should really
take it seriously and actually get your mayor campaign running ahead of time. Get you in there.
Yeah.
And then do like that guy did in Miami, Mayor of Miami, and just start running for president every single time.
Exactly. Mm.
Because you can't technically run it now. You're not old enough.
Lake Mary, then Orlando, then all of Florida, and then... presidency.
Isn't there a guy like
all within 5 years
something Patel that's always on the ballot?
Patel?
Yeah, you know, you remember we talked about this last election
for mayor or house
for president? It's always like Rocky Patel. I'm pretty sure because we talked about it last time.
I don't know. I really don't
his name is Rocky Patel.
I'm pretty sure we talked about
Rocky
it last
Patel time. Is running for president.
It's not him, but you know that would be wild.
You know, if one thing if Joe Biden proved one thing to this nation is if you run enough times, you'll make it.
Facts. That guy ran.
Has he ran before?
Dude's ran like four times.
Has he really?
Yeah.
He was polling at like 3%, but.
Polling at 3% now.
Nothing's changed.
This is our back to basics episode.
Oh, man. I mean, he was polling at 3% last election, too. But what he did, what he had now that he didn't have before was mail-in ballots.
Do we have a mayor election for like Mary in 2020?
I think it happened last year, right?
So, yeah,
it
happened last
so
year.
It's 2020.
Is it every 2 years for mayor?
I wonder if that family still lives in Lake Mary.
Or if they moved to the next place.
Exactly. They probably moved to the next place.
Exactly.
I did research on him, and that's what they do.
Yep.
You know, he moved to a quote unquote small town.
Yeah.
Went to the oldest bar in Lake Mary that no one goes to.
The heart of Lake Mary.
And, like, that's where he did his campaign.
Should have did that Corona.
Dude, honestly, if he would have done it, like, listen, if he would have done dinner at Vineyard, cigars at Corona, then just a hangout at, like, Fishbones, let's just say,
he'd have been in there. There was one event, like, 2 weeks before the election.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this week we're going to Corona. Next week we're going to Vineyard. Well, Mark, write this down.
Yeah. His daughter's TikTok famous, though. I think he was hoping
banking on that.
Yeah, I think it was banking on that.
Local celebrity.
Super liberal, isn't she?
One of them is.
Not the one that's TikTok famous. So.
Not the one that's TikTok famous.
Okay.
Local influencer. His dad runs for mayor.
To be honest, though, like,
never
came out. You know what? It makes sense now. They're trying to be Charli D'Amelio's family.
Oh, true. Yeah, you're right.
Her dad was legit, like, a mayor. You know, he was in, like, the political eye.
I thought he was trying to be. He was at one point.
Yeah.
And then his daughter started paying the bills.
Yeah.
Where at? What town?
I don't know.
Somewhere in Texas.
Yeah.
To be honest, though, like, our mayor, like, he's been mayor for so long, and he's been doing a good job, though, so.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he's got to retire eventually.
That's true. He'll probably try to hand it down.
Where does he hang out at?
He's older.
We're going somewhere.
You're honest.
Cigars and networking. Back to our main topic. We have to get this man at the table, break bread, aka smoke cigars together, become his right hand man.
We should get him on the pod.
And then he can hand the election over to you.
Exactly. We should get him on the podcast.
The mayor? Mayor like mayor?
Yeah. It'd be sick. You think he smokes?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
We're going to start flooding Google with Lake Mary websites like the lakemaryvince.com, things like this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, be careful with that. You get a detective call you.
Just don't use the logo. Do not use the city logo, even though it's fair use.
I read the laws.
We were nice, and we allowed them to manipulate us into changing our logo.
I want to say we looked up logos. We looked up Lake Mary, people who use a seal, like at the time, and there's a good amount.
Their argument was, we don't endorse the business, even though it was a great business model. But whatever.
Yeah, they were cool. We're cool.
I think they subtly endorsed it, but they didn't want to be seen as the official endorsers of the business model literally named after the city.
I'll tell you what, I think that was our downfall because we were getting good traction off of it.
Yeah. That and our governor was so great that he basically nipped COVID in the bud at like 2 months.
Facts.
We were out here helping, attempting to help businesses get back in business, but Ron DeSantis beat us to it. He said, "Ah, this is bullshit. Open up."
Mm-hmm. That Sanford one isn't even a thing anymore.
I told Gorbachev.
Yeah, that lasted about 2 years. Tear down that wall. That really lasted about 2 years.
Yeah.
What, COVID?
No. I mean, yes, but...
That bokeh card or whatever it's called?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that died too.
Yeah.
I wonder if they still accept it. Oh, no, because it was a one-year thing.
Yeah.
I love that we start businesses and then turns out like it was already like kind of a thing.
I thought that's where you got the idea.
No, we didn't know about it when we started.
Yeah, we didn't actually. Really? Yeah.
We found out about it after. It was one of our friends' girlfriends was like, "Oh, they have this one in Stanford." We're like, "Oh, they do?" I mean, different city altogether, so it didn't matter. But I was like, dang. Thought it was original.
That might still work in downtown Orlando.
Yeah, but I don't think they need it.
You'd be surprised.
Well, I guess with all the stuff that's going on down there.
Let's do it.
The pandemic they're going through.
Let's
epidemic.
Do it. We'll put a picture of me and Buddy Dyer as like the logo.
There you go.
Sick.
I got the picture.
You got the picture. Yeah, you got it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Where am I right now?
This is Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer.
MCO.
Have you flown an MCO? If you have, everyone heard that went,
Welcome to City Beautiful. If you're here, or no, what does he say? He's like,
I turned it out.
If you live here, welcome home. If you're visiting, make sure to check out one of our amusement parks. Like this and that.
This is how you know Zach's been to the airport way too many times.
Yeah, he should change up the dialogue, you know?
You know what's funny, though? Like, I fly to airports. So, MCO used to be the only airport that did it like that. Atlanta does it like that now.
Yeah. And they notice they do it a lot more.
And they do it in all of their trams. Like, and it's just over and over. Like,
they do it in the airport, too. Like, when you get off the plane. Or,
yeah. They do. That's right.
Like, in the actual terminals.
Kansas does it. Yeah. So, the city of waterfalls.
I think that's a bit excessive.
Or no, of fountains. Water fountains.
Kansas?
What? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do they have cool water fountains?
No, I don't know. They have one, I think.
Like, have you heard of Niagara Falls?
Savannah has a nicer water fountain. I'm pretty sure our house has a nicer water
fountain. Wow.
Best water fountain in Lake Mary.
The biggest. That's for sure.
Bigger the better.
Yo.
Another incident with Lake Mary.
Listen, we'll ask the mayor when he gets on here, but how do you expect to win when someone has a bigger fountain than you? You know?
Are we gonna have to convert the Nikolai compound into the new
the city? Mayor's house?
Yeah, the mayor's house. There you go. True.
Also, Mark's campaign office.
One's the house. One's the office.
Yeah. Mark will be caught embezzling funds to like secure the our houses. Just like he's like, it's where I live. I gotta stay protected. It's like, bro, we have like a terrible. Or we have like such a low crime right here.
You can never be too careful.
Put a giant gate with an eagle. It's like $2 million.
Now, what you got to do is you got to get the gate with the Lake Mary City seal.
Oh, right? Yeah.
But then, like, have the gate guy make an Albanian eagle at the same time. And then when you're not mayor anymore, you just replace it.
Yeah, you're right.
True. And since he's the mayor of Lake Mary, we can't get in trouble for using the logo anymore.
I built a cigar room in the office.
Do it.
Facts.
We just got to start dressed up in suits, especially you, and I surround him like by security, everywhere you go.
We should do that. Go to the town meeting.
we'll get that wannabe mayor's daughter as like the TikTok influencer for Mark. Yeah, day in the life is mayor in Lake Mary, you know. Wakes up. Looks at list to make Lake Mary better, and then like
Actually, I'm still a little bitter about that because when I went in there, when I originally wanted to do it, she printed out a paper of when I was supposed to do everything, and the dates were wrong.
It's rigged, bro.
The dates were wrong.
The election was rigged.
Because when an official came in, she's like, "Can we put this here?" I was like, "What is that?" She's like, "Oh, it's just like stuff on how to like run for the election if you want to." And I'm like reading it. And I was like, "Look at her." And I was like, "The dates the lady gave me were way off." And she's like, "Oh, if you did it then, you wouldn't be allowed." It's like, wow. I should have sued.
The election was rigged.
Yeah, but you would do the same thing.
No, because that's a suable offense.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't have the papers anymore. I can't do anything about it.
Damn, I was going to say that's her ticket in.
Was it like 1 year ago or two years ago?
No, this is like 4 years ago.
More than that.
Man, more
I like now. Where Jared's going with this, though. Like,
I think me and Alex are going to start on this like tomorrow morning at like 8.
Well, I was going to say, I'll be his PR manager, which transitions into campaign manager.
Jared will be the technology officer, chief technology officer.
Yeah.
And I'll be the crazy scientist that's focusing on getting Lake Mary to the moon.
You know? Yeah.
We need one of those.
Just
but you have to drive a Tesla.
And I'll dye my hair gray. No. I'll drive an electric car that I made. I claim that it's hydrogen generated.
Whoa, you're trying to get sniped?
You know, I've been online and there's people that'll make their own like 3D scanners.
What?
There's a community of people that will make their own like, they're called like slam scanners.
Oh, really?
So they'll make their own like little slam scanners.
Just uses LiDAR.
Yeah, but they take two 2D LiDARs and they spin them.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And they use an algorithm to make it 3D.
Yeah.
That's what Google uses for Waymo.
Yeah. And this one guy did it for like $100.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
I mean, it's not the best, but it's kind of cool.
You can make a automatic poker card like dispenser or whatever. Using like a Raspberry Pi, but then attach that to that. This way it's like, oh yeah, check out this. You know, you're sitting at a table with a bunch of the CEOs that you just met from marketing yourself at the cigar lounge, right? But it gets a 3D scan of the room. This way they have no deniability that they were in that room with you. And then you could use it to blackmail them.
Okay.
No. You're using the wrong terms here. Mark Nicolai, fighting corruption, starting with Lake Mary. Tomorrow, the state of Florida. And next year,
the whole country. I think you guys have been trying to get me indicted since I got here.
Listen, they're going to indict you because you're actually a good candidate. That's besides the point. You just got to fight through.
You're acting like this video won't get taken down anyway.
You know how many times Trump got indicted?
I'm coming here as I talk about how I love Russia or some shit.
I think you said that yourself.
No, I said communist.
So communist.
That's what he does, yeah. I was just... Really, yeah,
was
listen.
That like a Freudian slip right there?
I just want to clarify for the listeners and the viewers. Mark Nicolai's campaign is strictly built on making the city of Lake Mary a better place. Tomorrow, we focus on making the state of Florida a better place by fighting corruption, increasing technology, and eventually, we're going to hit the White House and do it all over again.
Yeah. I want to turn the lakes to golden lakes.
That's it.
Metaphorically.
And physically.
Well, you know, they dye like the rivers green for St. Patty's Day. We could just dye them gold.
True. They only last like an hour, but yeah, I'm sick.
Just for the photo op.
Well, yeah, in the lake or in the river, they last for like an hour. Mm-hmm. In a lake, it would last for a long time.
That's true. Oh, yeah, you're right.
And we'll use 24 karat gold powder to dye gold.
I think like right.
Well, that's all natural too. Like that.
Exactly. Know. Yeah. And then when it just settles, right?
Lake Mary's rich.
Right after this podcast,
the soil is rich.
We need to start like getting all the social media handles like marked down, taken, everything.
Yeah. I wonder how this would be a fish when it turns green. They're probably like, what the hell is going on?
Like, bro, I can't see. What is this?
I wonder if they're colorblind like Jared and they just don't see anything.
True. Would Jared notice? Probably not.
Jared, can you see how many fingers I'm holding up?
Jared's like, Jared's like, I don't know what the big deal is. The lake looks the same.
That would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. All right.
It's Jared, I like the blue shirt today, man. Very nice.
I picked that myself.
It's like a sky blue. He's questioning his existence right now.
I'm trying to stay focused on Mark's campaign, but I feel like I'm the only one here taking it seriously.
No, you're not.
We're all taking it seriously.
I'm taking it seriously. I think Mark's the only one not taking it seriously.
I'll say something along the lines of our networks are very insecure, unsecure. And
vote for me.
And I got my top Google software engineer.
Yeah, we started websites.
Man trained in defense, in public view at Google. At, you know, he gave cyber symposiums.
I'll start writing the books by Mark Nicolai.
Oh, my uncle wants you to do a speech at his next cyber symposium.
That'd be cool.
There you go. This is the start of it. Another conversation we've been having.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking events.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you just start bringing up cigars at a random.
Well, like when I was like working with speech? When I was working with the cigar guys.
Or just at the end, just be like, and I did all of this while smoking Padron.
I did all this while smoking a basic cigar while watching the Cigar Guys podcast. Make sure to check them out.
And then you just stop. You give like a 2-minute stop, right? And people don't know it's a clap or not. And the moment they start clapping, you just interrupt them. You interrupt them and you're like, and that's what you guys need to do. You guys need to have that outlet to relax while you're coding. Because you never know what ideas you could get from the Cigar Guys, you know?
I agree.
They start clapping again. And you're start like, right away. Hold the applause.
And then I'll jump up like, can we keep the pause at a minimum? I have sensory overload.
Please be respectful for those of you in here that have sensory overload. That's so funny. I remember when that was a thing.
If you do run for mayor, you should introduce a new position, like the vice president of the mayor.
Isn't it like the attorney?
Chief executive mayor.
Yeah, exactly. Chief executive. And then like you'll have your chief of staff. All these different chief positions.
And you'll appoint all of their friends with no qualifications.
No qualifications.
I'm joking.
We are heavily qualified. I would say overqualified.
That chief of aerospace engineering.
Overqualified this whole city, bro.
Listen, let me tell you something. I don't care what's being made. Companies will put that title, designed by an aerospace engineer, because it makes it 1,000 times better.
I think we should put a sticker on our cigar box that says designed by an aerospace engineer.
We could. Look at purple. I think we should. Purple, like the mattress.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, like if you go on their website, you know, for the first 2 or 3 years before they were big, they put designed by aerospace engineer.
Yep. Same thing with McDonald's when they made that straw.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that like
aerodynamics.
So for all Mark's speeches, we'll say written by a software engineer.
Written by ChatGPT.
Well, you don't have to say that.
Written by a software engineer that was not any of us.
They're like, Mark, where'd you get all these great ideas?
Hold on 1 second. I got all of these great ideas. From studying the vast cities in this great nation.
Well, ChatGPT has that voice option now. So I wonder if you can code it so it's Mark's voice.
Mark will be at a mic just like, so Mark, what do you think about blah, blah, blah? And he'd be like, and he'll just be talking. Like, I think that this is...
People would go on Reddit thinking I'm an alien or something. They think I'm a shapeshifter.
And that's your next step to becoming the governor of Florida.
That's why you got it. Listen, this is what you got to do to cover yourself. You got to get a ventriloquist license. So people are like, no, he's just a really good ventriloquist.
I'm like, I could say it, or Mini Mark could say it.
There's three people on the ballot. It's like our current mayor, Mark, the Mini Mark.
Mini Mark wins.
It's like, what the hell is Mini Mark? Oh my God. Mark and the current mayor split the votes and Mini Mark wins.
I love that we're already ahead of the curve on the potential scandals that will come.
Yeah, yeah. You heard it here first.
If we think of them now, we can prevent them later.
Exactly. So. Well, two, reporting on them right now. So by the time everyone else reports on them, that's old news, bro.
It's fake news.
Real. And fake news.
Documented fake news.
Mark agrees to do all of his press briefings at Corona Cigars if they take the base of cigar in.
Exactly. They'll do it. They'll do it. I think they will.
That is actually a really good idea.
Thank you. Thank you.
Documented. You heard it here first.
I like where this is going.
I do too. Are you getting that warm, fuzzy feeling inside?
I'm ecstatic.
Look at him. He's so composed. Unbelievable. I've never seen a mayor this composed.
He's practicing, actually. I'm actually really impressed.
I'd be at the town meetings with a cigar in my mouth like this, talking like this the whole time.
Sorry, I'm 30 minutes late.
I'm going to be a tad late. Shows up an hour later.
Oh, my God. We'll get an automated vehicle that just tracks Mark. Just to make sure he won't be late. And then we'll get the Tesla robot to grab him and throw him in the car.
Well, it's okay. If I'm his campaign manager, he'll never be late.
You're welcome. There we go. I'll still be late.
Yeah, he'll find a way.
You just have to cover.
Exactly.
Can I just be like the assistant? Everything?
The assistant.
Yeah.
Just like, no one knows what I do, but I get it done. You know what I mean?
He's just like there all the time.
Yeah. Like, so what have you been doing to help Lake Mary? Yes. All of it.
Lake Mary is great, successful, fantastic.
Let me ask you a question. It's like I turn it back on them. Let me ask you a question. What have you done, huh? Because you're...
Ask not what...
You're delinquent?
Ask not what your city can do for you.
Just start calling, like, reporters out. You're delinquent on your mortgage. You haven't paid in 6 months. What have you done for the city? You're lucky I even let them, like, not kick you out.
Zach's like, ask not what the city can do for you, but what you can do for the city.
Well, this is great. We got a great team. You're absolutely right, though, Mark. I'll just cover for you. I'll do like the first 30 minutes, like a press briefing, you know. And now, the moment we've all been waiting for. Mark. There he comes. Nikolai.
Oh, wait, that's not his truck. Oh, hold on. All right, we'll get back to this. Anyway.
That's what I would say if he was here. I mean.
Notice how I didn't say mayor. It was a test.
I say like two words.
Sorry, guys. I gotta go. I gotta go to Corona.
Yeah, I only came here because I'm running late for next thing, and I just wanted to let you guys know, you know. Felt bad.
You are not my priority.
Can we...
Running the city's my priority.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was just supporting the people of this town.
Report on that, fake news. I think we should...
But sir, you've taken 366 vacations... This year.
Are the vacations?
Well, was it your leap year?
I think we should acquire the apartments that are above Corona and turn them into the campaign office.
Yeah, just open them up all the way.
Exactly. That's where the press briefings will be held.
We'll put a staircase in Corona. Just walk downstairs.
You can walk down the staircase.
Very cool.
Very similar to the escalator.
We'll put a firefighter pole so we can just drop down, and then at night at Corona, never mind.
Just drop down the pole, obviously.
Obviously, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And we can have our chief firefighter make sure that it's up to code.
Yep.
All right.
We gotta start working on these endorsements like really early, though. Really early.
I think we can lock some in the bag.
Yeah.
Like pre-order the endorsement. Just like you could pre-order the Base Cigar Maduro right now on 1102cigars.com. Did you know that? I bet you didn't know that.
I did.
Snuck it up on there.
Yeah, I already pre-ordered like 4 boxes.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Hey.
San Andreas Maduro. Full, and I mean full body experience.
Full body.
You're not ready for this.
Viva Besa.
Viva! Viva Besa!
I think that's it, guys.
I think so. Look at the time. Thank you guys for tuning into the episode of the Cigar Guy. See you later.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cigar Guys podcast. Make sure you subscribe and hit that notification bell so you can stay up to date with all the latest episodes. Looking for short form content? Check out all our social media accounts in the description below. And now, a final word from our sponsors.